It's James Thompson Boston here, Flyhawk Ambassador, and online at flyhawk.com, you can find their full range of netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netballs, and so much more. There are even kit packages to suit everyone. They are available in UK size 4 to 24. They come in different lengths. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee so you can try some of the range.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Always great to speak to Sonia McClomer. And Sonia, well done, I suppose, because you're the New Roses Pathway head coach.
Thank you. New role, new responsibilities. I am excited, Andy.
Let's take a quick look back at the work that Jan, Shona and Liv have done to get us to where we are today over the years.
Yeah, definitely. You know, as like anything, there's always a journey. And like we say, especially within the Roses environment now, how do we get more players coming through our pathways, build the depth of England netball and, you know, become world number one?
The last two cycles as well, in particular, beginning to thrive into that, the Roses senior squad.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you can see even from our World Cup squad, you know, there's a lot of youngsters now in the team, you know, a lot of depth. A lot of the girls came through the pathways, you know, the young ones like the Immos, the Livs and all that, they came through our pathway system. So the fact that they're now representing the Roses and we're in that red dress, this shows that we have got, we are producing the players and we're producing the talent. So we've just got to keep doing that and keep growing the depth in England netball.
Certainly an exciting time for the futures, obviously. Let's just start by looking at the recent games in Gibraltar as well. Word on that under 17 success.
Yeah, it was good. Like I was out there, which was great. You know, I got to watch Leah and Lauren do their work and work with the girls. I actually got to meet the under 17s, which was quite nice. So for me, even though I was stepping in the role, you know, these girls have started on this journey with some of these youngsters. So for me, it's about them finishing off what they started. So I'm happy to step aside and watch what they're doing. So getting out to Gibraltar, which was very rainy. So I think I was expecting a lot of sun. And I think the sun shone for us on that last day, the last Monday. But I think for me, it was just getting there, watching the netball, watching the 17s, watching them progress. You know, some of them were easy games. I think Scotland gave them a little push and that was the last game of the tournament. So I enjoyed that. And it's always good to see what these girls do under pressure.
You get to see a lot of netball, which isn't a bad thing. And having that connection to the seniors as well, you'll already be able to spot that je ne sais quoi. And that's the only time we go French on the podcast. But it's just that almost spark that benefits them in time should they progress further.
Yeah, definitely. It is about, and I know like myself, I know especially with Jess, like the last couple of years, we've been trying to get out to clubs. We've gone to a number of Super League games. You know, we've both been out to SSN and ANZ to watch our girls overseas. So we are having keeping an eye on the talent coming through, but also on our girls and how they're performing within the club environment. I think for me now, this role, I've been going out to a lot of NPL games, which I wasn't doing previously within my role as assistant coach. So for me, watching the NPL games, getting to know the franchise pathway leads and, you know, meeting the selectors and meeting just a whole new cohort of people has been exciting. It's a lot, but I'm actually enjoying it. And like I said, I love having a chat and I love watching the talent come through. But I think that within my new role, that's what's changed now.
And how much do you think that Prem helps in this overall scale of things as well?
What I'm understanding, what I'm learning is a lot of the girls will play, the girls who play in the pathways with the franchises. There's a lot of talent out there that don't play within the franchises. So those missing talent, but those talented players are playing for Prem Leagues, which is important. There's still the county leagues going on. So within, I guess, the whole network of netball below the Roses, there's so many opportunities where these girls get exposure to competitive netball. You know, they could be playing and training like 3 to 4 times a week. So for me, it's just about making sure I do see the ones who are not in franchises, because not all of our talent are situated with a franchise.
We're starting to see a lot of clubs around the country starting their trials, advertising for new players this year. Maybe a little bit of advice for them.
For the players?
Yeah.
I think it's just about being patient. And I do say that because I think my journey was a longer journey coming into the England netball under 18s. You know, I did go to under 16 trials. I didn't make it in. You know, went back, did the work, got into England's under 18s. At that point, I was playing, you know, for county netball. I was playing for Middlesex in the senior team. At that point, I was sitting behind or within the squads with the likes of Lucia, Stow, Melanie Buck, Helen Manafort. So I actually sat on the bench a lot of the time and had to watch and learn the game, which I think benefits me. And I think it's important that especially the young ones coming through the systems now, be patient. I think it's, you know, we get a bit excited with all the glitz and glams and we want it all now and we want it all today. But sometimes you learn a lot from sitting on the bench and being patient. So, enjoy your training sessions, work hard, but just be patient. That opportunities will come. And I think it's important for them to know that whatever club they go to, we don't want to see a lot of players club hopping, as we like to call it. But, just sticking with your club and doing the hard work, and you might be on the bench and just waiting for your time. When you get your opportunity, you take it. And I think that's what's important, especially for this this younger cohort that's coming through the systems.
Yeah, we've already seen a great amount of youngsters playing in Super League already. Liv, Sophie, Darcy, Licia, Berry, all getting that crucial experience on a weekly basis. And that's just off the top of my head.
Yeah, they are. And, just watching, there's Anya Williams. She's with Funda. And, a couple of weeks ago, she got, I think, 5 minutes. And I just thought the value in just getting out on the court, feeling the intensity and the pace of the senior team, knowing where you want to be and where you're heading, is still a good experience. Some people are like, oh, it's not long enough. But I'm like, do you know what? They're getting experience at the top and getting a feel of what it's all about and what to expect. So for me, it's, they're getting these exposures, and hopefully they just keep coming.
And the focus for you now will be building towards the Netball World Youth Cup in 2025 in Gibraltar.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, again, part of the reason I went out to Gibraltar and, had a look at the venues and the accommodation and what World Netball is looking to set up. So, it's going to be amazing. And for me, with this new cohort of girls that are going to come in, it's just about making sure we are ready to compete with the top nations. That exposure, hopefully we get more exposure in that space, exposing them to netball sessions at the top. What is high performance? What is stepping on the court, for training and playing your best and putting out your best foot every time. So for me, it's just about giving them those insights and obviously getting exposure to some of the top nations.
And we're already seeing sellout crowds in the league this season as well. Just another real positive step ahead of next year, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I think we underestimate the fear that comes with stepping out in front of, a full stadium. All the jitters, you can be as prepared as you want. All the butterflies will come out, and those girls have to experience that prior to a World Youth Cup. So I think that's important. But, big crowds, loads of noise. You have to start making decisions. So if we can help nudge them towards becoming better decision makers out there without waiting for the quarter time breaks and, working and learning and growing, I think that's job well done.
I've been meaning to ask you finally, your best mate's with Diamond now. So have you asked her whether or not she's a Storm fan? Because that's a crossover podcast that needs to be done.
I know. It would be great. I should ask her if she watches Netball. I'd drag her along. I know she got pulled in for Soccer Aid. I was like, oh, I need an invite for that. I've played football for, some of my childhood. So yeah, I know we should actually get her on. I think that'd be great.
Well, send her a text and you know where I am. Sonia, congratulations on the new role yet again, and speak soon.
Yes, thank you, Andy, and definitely speak to you soon.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.